Sometime later, I ran into a boy named Angelo in the same bar. I saw Angelo off and on for 2 years. When I was on junk, I wouldn't meet Angelo for months, but when I got off, I always ran into him on the street somewhere. In Mexico, your wishes have a dream power. When you want to see someone, he turns up. Once I had been looking for a boy, and I was tired and sat down on a stone bench in the Alameda. I could feel the smooth stone through my pants and the ache in my loins like a toothache when the pain is light and different from any other pain. Sitting there looking across the park, I suddenly felt calm and happy, seeing myself in a dream relationship with the city, and I knew I was going to score for a boy that night. I did. Angelo's face was oriental, Japanese-looking, except for his copper skin. He was not queer, and I gave him money, always the same amount, 20 pesos. Sometimes I didn't have that much, and he would say, "No importa, it does not matter." He insisted on sweeping the apartment out whenever he spent the night there. Once I connected with Angelo, I did not go back to the Chimú. Mexico or stateside, queer bars brought me down. The meaning of mañana is wait until the signs are right. If you are in a hurry to score for junk and go around cracking to strangers, you will get beat for your money and likely have trouble with the law. But if you wait, junk will come to you if you want it. I had been in Mexico City several months. One day I went to see a lawyer I had hired to get working and residence papers for me. A shabby, middle-aged man was standing in front of the office. "He ain't come yet," the man said. I looked at the man. He was an old-time junkie, no doubt about it, and I knew he didn't have any doubts about me, either. A user may be 10 years off the junk, but you can still make him for a junkie. The mark of junk is indelible. We stood around talking until the lawyer came. The junkie was there to sell some religious medals. The lawyer had told him to bring a dozen up to his office. After I had seen the lawyer, I asked the junkie if he would join me for supper, and we went to a restaurant on San Juan Letran. The junkie asked me what my story was, and I told him. He flipped back his coat lapel and showed me a spike stuck in the underside of the lapel. "I've been on junk for 28 years," he said. "Do you want a score?"